Hello and welcome once again to our thought for the day in our final verses from Isaiah chapter 53. Let's pray. Our loving Father, as we bow before you this morning, we pray with the psalmist that you would open our eyes to behold the wondrous things of your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, Isaiah chapter 53 and verses 11 and 12. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Well, in Isaiah 53, we've seen much about Jesus' sacrifice from our perspective, that he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows in verse 4, that he was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities in verse 5. This theme again is seen in these last two verses. Not only does Christ's atoning and substitutionary death bring us healing and peace in verse 5, but now in verse 11, we're told that it enables our very justification. What is justification? It's an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardons our sins and declares us righteous in his sight. And here again, we see the wonderful union of the Old and the New Testaments. Here in Isaiah, we're told that the sacrifice of God's suffering servant believers justifies believers and gives us peace. What do we read in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that inner peace of sins forgiven and of being in a right relationship with God? But Isaiah portrays the Saviour's death not only from our perspective, but also from God's perspective. For in verse 12 we read that the Saviour's death will bring glory to God. Now admittedly these are verses that challenge even the Bible translators, as you can probably see from the footnotes at the bottom of the page in your own Bible. As we read the beginning of verse 12 in our NIV Bibles, it can all sound a bit of an anticlimax. After all, this is that all this amounts to. No more than taking his portion among the great, and a share of the spoils with the strong. Now, like most of us, I'm no reader of Hebrew, but we can read the commentaries of those who are. And the most helpful I found is the one written by the Scottish preacher John Mackay. And he offers this rendering of God speaking at the beginning of verse 12. Therefore, I will give him the many, and he will divide the strong as his spoils. He then adds in comment, so the resurrected servant is therefore here alone on the victor's podium. He is not lined up amongst a crowd in the hall of fame. The verse then goes on to tell us four reasons why he can take the victor's crown. Because he poured out his life unto death, because he was numbered with the transgressors, he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. And that's why tomorrow is Good Friday, because Jesus is no longer suffering on a cross. He's actively saving guilty people. He's still being the friend of sinners, and he's still standing before his Father's throne, making intercession for us. Isaiah 53 isn't a eulogy. It's not a think what a wonderful legacy this man has left kind of chapter. The astounding truth of this chapter is that after death, the servant is vindicated by God, he resumes his life and enjoys the fruits of his victory, sharing those benefits with all those who through faith trust in him. Thanks be to God. So let me leave you with a hymn which theologically spans from Good Friday through Easter Day to the Ascension of our Lord. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adores the mighty victor's brow. The highest place that heaven affords is his by right. The King of kings and Lord of lords, and heaven's eternal light. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank you that he is our Saviour, that he is our Lord, that he is now ascended and sits at your throne on the right hand of your majesty. So as we again remember this year the death of our Lord and Saviour on the cross for our sins, warm our hearts, we pray, and make us joyful servants of your Son, for we ask it in his name.